Welcome to Time Out with Praise. Relax, be informed and entertained. That is what we do here. Vibes, cruise, and just have fun. Welcome to the third episode of Time Out with Praise. My name is Praise Shagai. I'm so grateful to everyone listening to Time Out with Praise. Thank you for listening to the very first and second episode of Time Out with Praise. I'm super grateful. Today, I'll be talking about a happy life. Or would I say, I'll be giving you tips on how to live a happy life. It's very important to live a happy life. Most of us just go through life without really living and enjoying it. 2020 was a very tough year for every one of us. Yes, I can actually I can say I went through that phase too, because last year was really down. Like, it was a sad time for me, yeah, because you know, going through the pandemic, I'm the type of person that loves activities. I'm an event planner, and you know, life for us is always like fast. You have events, you have this, and you're trying to meet up with time, and all of a sudden the world slows down and it's like you are paused, like somebody just posted that, okay, wait a while. That was how I felt, and for me, I almost became depressed, or should I say I went through depression, because it got to a time that I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to be in bed all day and just to be sober and just like to be sad and say, why is all this going on? Things should be better. Why do we have to go through this kind of thing? And it's really made me become a sad person, to the extent that some of my friends, my close friends that know me, because I'm the kind of person that when I'm going through things, people who are close to me would actually notice, because even my status on WhatsApp might change. You might start seeing sad things and be like, okay, what's going on with this girl? A friend of mine was like, Praise, hey, anytime you're going through sad things, once I just open your status and I start seeing encouragement quote, I say, this girl is going through something. What's going on? And I'm like, I feel like I put up those things most times, my quotes on my WhatsApp. I put them there or on my Instagram. I put them there because, oh yes, it has touched me. I feel there's somebody out there that might need that encouragement too. Because you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, somebody else has gone through it or is currently going through it. So 2020 almost made me sad. But getting into 2021, I made up my mind. The key word there is I made up my mind to live a happy life. No matter what I'm going through, I decided that, Praise, doesn't matter what's going on, whether you are able to hit that goal, whether you have enough money, whether you're able to buy whatever you need, you have to be happy. So I'm going through this process myself, and I would like us to go through this process together. So I'll just be giving you tips on how to live a happy life, because I'm working on that too. So that means we are doing it together. I haven't gotten there. I'm still on my journey to happiness, but I have some tips that I'm going through. So let's do it together. Okay, so the first thing I would say is set boundaries. I realized the moment I started setting boundaries, when I started setting boundaries and saying, okay, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. You need to set boundaries, whether it's for your family members, friends, colleagues, or anybody that is in your space. Set boundaries. If somebody is doing something you don't like, something that is making you sad, maybe, okay, this person talks to you in a manner you don't like, let them know, oh, I don't appreciate how you spoke to me. I don't appreciate you putting this on my table. I don't appreciate you coming to my house without telling me. Set boundaries and let people know that, please, this thing you are doing is making me sad or unhappy. Because most times we accept things even though we don't like them, just because you don't want the other person to be angry or to be sad. What about you? If that person really cares about your own happiness, the person wouldn't do that. So in this particular situation, put yourself first. Tell them, I don't like it. Sometimes people don't even know they are hurting you until you pick out and say, oh, this thing you keep doing, I don't like it. Don't talk to me like that. Don't say that to me. Don't put that on my table. Don't touch my food. So you need to let people know things that they do that you don't appreciate. So set that boundary. Make a bucket list. Yes, you should make a bucket list. I do it a lot. So basically, I have books for everything. I have books for different things, like books for things I want to buy, things I want to get. I even made I made a bucket list of countries that I want to go to, and I was writing it, and I was like, hey Prince, you even have this money for all this trip? And I'm like, I'll write it anyways, and I'm going to tick them out one after the other. Basically, this thing has worked for me. Let me say, when I want to shop or get something, so I make a bucket list ahead, and then it's always a thing of joy when you're ticking out things that you say you wanted to get, and eventually you are able to get them, and you are just like, okay, I got this. Like, there's this video I saw one time on Instagram, says I saw it, I got it. So it's like you show it on the screen where you saw it, and you're like, I got it, I saw it, I got it. Like, there's this happiness and joy that comes when you actually get what you always wanted to get, or something you planned to get. Take a walk. If you're feeling down or sad, stand up and take a walk, even if it's just a stroll, especially during this time when most people are working from home. It's a good thing to just move out of that current space you are at that particular time. So will I say I'm very bad at this? Because most times when I get into my house, I don't leave the house until I have to go to the office or maybe go out. But there are days when you have stayed indoors for like 3 days, and then you are starting to feel so sad and down that, oh, why is everything like this? Things should get better. I think that is the moment that you need to actually step out of the house. That is when you should say, okay, take a walk, stroll, go and buy something. Just leave that particular environment you are at that point in time. It would actually help you stay sane. Keep a gratitude journal. Yes. So I got this journal from, my sister actually got it for me as a gift. My big sister, she's amazing. Like things that I always want to get, my sister just brings them. I'm like, oh my god, I don't deserve her. Okay, so basically my sister got this the Complete Woman Inspirational Planner for 2021. So when she brought it down, I was like, oh my god, I wanted to get it. And she's like, yes, I saw your like on it on Instagram. And I'm like, oh god, if you don't have a big sister, you are missing out. Oh, you are missing out. But maybe in your next life, Shah, just pray that you have a big sister. Yes. So the journal, the planner actually comes with different spaces, like just different spaces in it. And then, do you know what I do with mine? So I created a space underneath. Every day I created a space like 3 lines or 4 lines underneath, and I just write what I'm grateful for that day. So some days I come back and it has really been a tough day, and then it's so hard to actually think about something I'm grateful for. But do you know, every single day when I decide to write something I'm grateful for, I actually find something I'm grateful for. Which means that even in sad days, there are still things that we are grateful for in those days. So get yourself a gratitude journal. You can even have your normal planner. Create a space there where you put, oh, I'm grateful for this. And it has really helped me, because in the midst of terrible days, sad days, I still find something I'm grateful for. And that minute, I'm just happy and I'm grateful to God for that, oh, today I'm grateful for the gift of life. Today I'm grateful for family. Today I'm grateful for what job. When you're grateful, happiness comes forward. Like, you derive happiness in that. So let go of trying to control everything. Sometimes we try to control every single thing going on in our lives. We want to be in charge of it. That is when sadness comes. The minute you are not able to control those things, you will feel like you have lost control of everything. And that's when sadness comes into your life. But the minute you decide that I can't control what is going on now, so, oh, things are falling apart, but it's not my fault, I can't control it, you just relieve yourself of that tension and stress of, I have to do this, I have to control this, this thing mustn't fall apart. Also, let go of trying to please everyone. Yes, when I talked about setting boundaries, this should come, like, I think they should go hand in hand. Because the minute you decide to let go of pleasing everyone, that is when you are able to set boundaries and say, okay, I'm done trying to please you. Now I need to set boundaries. This thing you are doing to me that I've been pretending that is okay because I want to please you, I'm no longer doing that. Now, don't do that to me. Don't cross that boundary. You begin to stay happy because now you are breathing fresh air. You are not trying to make people like you. Because at the end of the day, in trying to please people, it's just because you want them to like you. And funny enough, people that would like you without you trying to please them. That is life. So stay happy by trying to live life and avoid trying to please people. Let go of negativity. This one is a very tough one because when things are not going fine, it's very easy for us to become negative and start thinking in the negative aspect. Even though I'm a very optimistic person, but there are days that I start thinking that, hey, what if it doesn't go well? But I think that the minute we start deciding that it will go well and we stay on the positive side of things, things actually get better and happiness comes in. So don't be negative, be positive, stay on the happy and grooving side of things. Make somebody else happy. Yes, when we make somebody else happy, then there's this joy that's always in our hearts. When you have done something to someone and you can see how grateful and happy the person is because of what you have done, happiness will just follow and you just feel it, like, oh geez, like, then you see somebody happy that, oh thank you for the time that you got me. There's that joy that comes with it. So it's very important you make somebody happy to become happy. Let go of draining and unhealthy relationships. Yes, this one is very, very important because if you want to be happy, even if it's that friend that you have known since you were born, that is the person that always makes you sad when that person is around. I've heard people who are friends that will tell them you're too fat. How can you be this fat? That clothes will not size you. It's not fat. But wait, what are you doing with that person? Do you need to have that person in your space? I told one of my friends, I said, the minute somebody starts giving me the sad vibe, that vibe of you're always sad, no, nothing good is happening with you, I start withdrawing because I need happiness in my space. I love people who are always happy. Most of my friends, like if you check all my friends, they are happy people, joyful people, because I know that once I am with that person, I would become happy. So running from any relationship that is unhealthy, whether it's somebody that is older than you, whether it's your age group, whether even if it's family, let them know that. Please, because every time you're always sad, I have to move. I have to just try to distance myself from you because I want to be happy for a long time. So make sure that you let go of any relationship that is draining you or is unhealthy. Even if it's your spouse, let them know. Because that one, you cannot let go of them. So let them know that you are draining me. You are making me sad. I need to be happy. I need someone who would make me happy, not somebody who would always make me sad. Do not compare yourself to others. This one, this one is really tough because it's so easy to compare yourself to others, especially if it's your age group. And she be my age mate are doing this. She be kidding. Somebody was saying, my age mate are doing it. Another person said, don't forget your age mate are dead too. Which is true. Why not look at the other side? Thank God for life. Instead of thinking about your age mate that ask your age mate that did this. Stay on your own lane. You have your own timing. Your timing, God will help you. You will meet up with your own timing. Your own calendar is not the same with the other person's calendar. So just create happiness and be happy even in your waiting stage, in the stages of your life where things might have slowed down, or maybe when you feel like you're not moving forward. Just be happy in there, because at the end of the tunnel is always like something good is still going to happen. Let go of resentment. This one too is really tough because there are some people that have done horrible things to us that I told my friend, I said sometimes you feel like you are forgiving somebody until something happens and somebody now talks about them that do you remember certain person, and you are like that one that 2010 Kinnikon went, and you're like wait, I thought you had forgiven the person. So just let go of it. Let go of anything, anybody that might have hurt you or harmed you, and it has become something that you thought you are forgiving them, but anytime that person is spoken about, that wound is open afresh. Just let go of it and just say, I'm no longer there, and just create happiness for yourself. Dance, sing, do things that people will be saying, it's not too much. Once it creates happiness for you, once you're happy, once you have that joy within you, enjoy yourself and just be happy. If you need to listen to music to get over things, to make you happy, I do that a lot. When I'm sad, I listen to dancing, like songs that make me dance. And I'm dancing when I'm sad, and you'll be wondering that she be someone was just crying down, like she's dancing again, because I know that's what will bring happiness for me, and I do it. The last but not the least of the tips I'll be giving you today is smile even when you don't want to. I've noticed that there's something about a smile. When you smile, even in your toughest hours, when you smile, even when you want to cry, things just get better. Everything just turns around. Because when you even, that's why they say so, that when you smile at people that even hate you, they will start wondering, what's making this one happy? So don't forget to smile. Thank you so much for listening to my tips on how to live a happy life. I'm still learning to live a happy life too, and I'll be using the tips, so you too use the tips with me. Yes, thank you for listening, and I'm really grateful to everyone who has been listening. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Listening to this episode of Time Out with Praise. My name is Praise Shagai. To follow us on social media, the handle is Time Out with Praise on Instagram, Time Out with P on Twitter. For advert placement, sponsorship, and feedback, send your email to timeoutwithpraise@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. And I won't forget to appreciate our amazing sponsor, Eru Creation. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. And also, to follow Eru on Instagram, the handle is Lord_Eru. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Bye. See you next episode. episode.